Happy birthday, Blue Line. 24 years ago today, area transit officials cut the ribbon on the first leg of what would become a modern transit system in the city of Los Angeles and the L.A. area. The Blue Line goes from downtown L.A. to Long Beach, and in the years since has been joined by the Gold Line, the Green Line, Subterranean Red and Purple Lines, and others. So with all those lines, is L.A. becoming a transformed transit region? Kevin Roderick is with us for this week's L.A. Observed. Hey, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
I was looking at Laura Nelson's tweet earlier today. This is what got me started on this. From July 14th, 1990 in the L.A. Times, and among the stories datelined the Soviet Union, East Germany, right? This was 24 years ago. There it was on the front page. The Blue Line opens for business. What was that day like? Do you remember it?
Well, I can't say that I actually remember that day, but I certainly remember the political debates leading up to that, because in Los Angeles itself proper, the question of whether or not to fund mass transit was a big political issue affecting the mayor's races for a couple of election cycles before that.
Yeah.
It's part of the ingrained political fabric of Los Angeles. Is Los Angeles a car culture only? Or is there room for mass transit and the kind of the development patterns that go along with that? And I think we're clearly seeing that there are.
It's so odd to me that L.A., Kevin, the second largest city in the country, which had this massive streetcar system that a lot of people don't realize, it was huge. These red streetcars would just go from one place, one part of town to another, became such this car-centric place of sprawl and these choked freeways. I mean, how on earth did that happen?
Well, it's a little bit complicated, but also not that much. Sure, Los Angeles, early in the 20th century, had a very elaborate streetcar system that went all around town itself and then out to the distant suburbs like Riverside and down to the beaches like Redondo Beach, the very popular. By the time the mid-20s came along and there was a huge influx of people into Los Angeles from all across the country, the development patterns were starting to break away from downtown and into new places like Culver City or Westwood or other places like that. And people were living farther and farther off of train lines, and they started buying cars. And they, it turns out they really wanted their cars. They embraced the car culture. Even by the end of the 1920s, people knew that the death knell had already been sounded for this streetcar system across Los Angeles. The ridership was dropping by the 1930s. After World War II, it was finished within a few years after the war.
How are we paying for all these upgrades that have taken place over the years?
Well, that's always been part of the political fight, is where is this money going to come from? And really, what's being shifted into this kind of spending? Lately, we've been funding them with sales tax overrides, right? The Measure R and previous devotions of sales tax have paid for a lot of the cost of transit lines. But also, the federal government was a huge funder behind the original subway in Los Angeles. Legs were sort of approved and started built based on the ability of then-Mayor Bradley to bring in federal funds for the subway. And we're seeing it now for the extension of the Purple Line across the West Side. That's all really going to ride on how much the feds finance. And so that's a big part of it.
When do you think we're going to know, Kevin, we've truly arrived as a mass transit city? Is there something that's going to happen or something you think could happen?
I think it's when more and more people reach the point that riding on the Expo line or the subway or one of the other lines is not a novelty anymore. It's not a something that you go out and take the visiting relatives to do just on a lark, you know, as an urban adventure. It's when it becomes just an accepted everyday thing for more and more people. It's already that way for tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people using the trains. You know, I tend to be on the trains more on the weekends because of where I spend my time during the week. And you already see the kids coming in from the valley and other parts of the suburbs by train to do their business and have fun in Hollywood or downtown and then going back. And to them, I'm sure it's just an automatic thing.
All about movement. Certainly is. Kevin Roderick, this week's LA Observed. Kevin, thanks.
Thank you.